Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. We're just talking about trick-or-treat plans tonight with little ones.
Yes.
Keep it close to the house.
There's a nice community across the street. It's only so many houses in ours. And people come through and everything. Like, first house is Middle Libby and Bob.
Do you guys get a lot of trick-or-treaters at your door?
Usually later on.
Okay.
Yeah, but only thing about how our house is, they all cutting across the damn grass.
Yeah.
All right, everybody coming, our kids come across the damn grass, mm-hmm. which is fine. But no, we go to first house, Libby's house, Libby and Bob, because Miss Libby didn't give out the whole Snickers.
Oh, that's
yeah, they give out the whole
love
Snickers.
Love that. Yeah, love that.
They got the whole Snickers.
We don't really get any because the driveway is long
mm-hmm.
and there's not really a sidewalk on that side of the
right.
road. So our neighbors have started doing, they kind of do like at the end of the driveway,
mm-hmm.
set up chairs
that,
and like a booth.
I
and
wonder
stuff
how
like that.
That's going to look tonight because it is Friday because it's a thing now. You know, the neighborhood moms are sitting with their Chardonnay,
yeah.
with their setup sitting at the edge. It's Friday night now.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, man.
It might not be Chardonnay tonight.
It might not be Chardonnay.
It might be Tito's.
Some yak.
You never, or cognac.
Some yak.
Man, if the moms in my neighborhood were drinking cognac, that'd be fantastic. Nothing wrong with that. Coach Paul is in North Gwinnett. What's up, Coach Paul?
How's it going, guys? This is Positive Paul, a.k.a. Coach Paul. How are y'all doing?
What's
up, Paul? What's up, Paul?
Hey, I got two questions for you. One's Falcon-related, one's Georgia Bulldog-related. The first one is, I don't know if y'all know this fact. I saw this on ESPN. I wasn't aware of it, but New England set a record last week, the New England Patriots, for 9 weeks since 1950, no defense has ever held 9 running backs less than 49 yards.
Wow.
So I didn't know if y'all knew that stat. I didn't until yesterday. It's very interesting to me.
Right.
I didn't either.
I saw the stat.
Let's break that stat.
Yes, I saw the stat.
Yeah, let's break that stat. But
they're going to have to break it. They're going to win.
Yes.
Let's don't break it. Let's don't let them break it. It just doesn't seem. I think we are going to win this game, and I bet we do stop that break.
Mm-hmm.
So, the second question I got is: have y'all seen the rumbles about us? And I'm sorry, I haven't listened a lot today about Georgia possibly losing Glenn Schumann, the defensive coordinator, to Florida. And I hope that doesn't happen. I'll hang up and listen. Y'all have a great Halloween.
All right, Paul. Appreciate you, brother. The way this defense is being coordinated, I don't think that's a good.
It doesn't seem like the year to hire
Glenn I think Glenn Schumann. I think Glenn Schumann is a hell of a – he's a damn good coach.
He'll get a head coaching job. Does he have Florida ties?
I don't know.
But I'll be – just to answer the question directly, I haven't heard
anything.
No,
I haven't heard anything.
That.
No.
I did
hear – stay off them damn message boards, Paul.
I will say I did hear Glenn Schumann's name mentioned – by, I think, Pete Thamel on the College Game Day podcast, but not like in direct relation with any job.
Right.
Just as like he was rattling off coordinators that are highly thought of.
Right.
And he was like one, he was just naming, he was like Buster Faulkner and that, and that's where he said Patricia, and then he was like, and Glenn Schumann. It was just like naming guys.
How, is this suspicious for you? Because you know trade deadline's coming up for the NFL.
Uh-huh.
The Titans, they play the Chargers.
Yeah.
Have ruled out Calvin Ridley.
Okay.
Defensive tackle, Jeffrey Simmons.
All right.
Outside linebacker, Arden Key, and safety, Xavier Woods. For their five best players.
Call your bookie now. Call your bookie now. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah.
I thought they said they weren't going to trade Jeffrey Simmons.
Yeah, me too.
Call them.
Call them.
And then, yeah, you out there, you call your bookie.
Yes.
Bet on the Chargers.
Yeah.
Remember, Bo took it at 9.5, so I'm interested to see where it falls.
It might. Yeah, that might swell up a little bit.
Yeah, man.
And then if I'm Terry, just see, I don't know what they want. I don't know what we have to even offer them, but those are some guys you could use.
Man, offer them
Kirk.
Or Rich McKay. offer Rich.
Guys in need of a CEO?
Yeah, offer Rich. offer Rich in half of Northside Drive.
and the curse from when they tore down that church.
Yeah.
Take that, too.
Yeah, tell them to take that.
Get rid of all this stuff. Again, this is what this week has been. That's how bad the Dolphins loss has been. All that stuff has come back up in mentions. James is in Gainesville.
Hey, Andy, Randy, how y'all doing?
Good, James.
Yeah, I just had two questions for you. First off, I wanted to ask, you know, about the Dolphins. You know, I was real impressed with how Mike McDaniel, you know, come back and beat us in the game, you know. And I was wondering if Atlanta had the opportunity, would you trade Raheem Morris for Mike McDaniel as head coach?
Hell no.
And the second thing is, do you think we'd be better off just to lose out the season and get rid of Raheem Morris?
No, James.
Thank you, James.
No, James. You got no first-round pick, James, so don't make no sense to lose out.
Yeah, you're not tanking for nothing.
No. No, James.
No, we don't lose on purpose.
Lose
right
on
here,
damn
James.
Purpose, James.
Also, I don't know if James saw, but the Dolphins got smoked last night.
Got plummeled.
And they fired their GM this morning.
Yes.
So.
Now, I would take Mike McDaniel.
I'll take him on the offensive staff.
Yes, yeah. I'll trade Zach Robinson for him.
Right now.
Even switch.
100%. Walter is in Atlanta. Hey, Walter.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Just in light of Halloween, I was looking through my social media feed. I watch a lot of Saturday Night Live, but only because Kenan Thompson is still on there, right?
Okay.
But my question is, do y'all remember Mad TV?
Yeah.
That was a show. And just like from Stewart to the Asian lady saying, "Is he looking like a man?"
Looking like a man.
That was really good. Or the lady like who kept coughing on stuff. My question to you guys: which is your favorite character from Saturday Night Live? Well, not Saturday Night Live, but from Mad TV.
I didn't watch Mad TV.
I did watch a lot of Mad TV.
Yeah, I didn't watch Mad TV.
I like they did a little bit called Lowered Expectations, where they would just show like losers on dates.
Okay.
And then they would basically just be like, you should lower your expectations. I don't tell the story very good, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah, never.
The Asian lady, he looked like a man, was the funniest thing I had ever seen when I was in sixth grade.
Really?
Like, you know, you're in sixth grade. Probably wouldn't hold up as well right now.
Right.
But man, was that funny to me then.
Oh, yeah.
We were saying a lot of that. A lot of inappropriate Asian lady impressions at my middle school.
Never seen it. My favorite like Saturday night character is anything Eddie Murphy played.
He had some good characters.
Mr. Robinson was great. Yeah, Mr. Robinson was the funniest one.
Very funny.
Yes.
Oh, my favorite Saturday
Gumby,
night character ever.
Buckwheat.
God.
Yes.
I don't even know. Impossible to say. Brian is incoming. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. When I was taught to drive 25 years ago in a different state, we were taught to, you know, park head first and, you know, be cautious with your high beam. So who's worse, the person that insists on, you know, making a 35-point turn to back into a parking spot in a Honda Civic, or the person that thinks as soon as they're outside 285, it's high beams all night long?
The high beam person is annoying as hell. I back into every spot, usually.
Well, but you know how.
But I know how.
I think what Brian's talking about is the people that shouldn't maybe be doing
it was one this morning.
Yeah.
It was one this morning. Like,
if you
can't
do it in a move, then
like,
don't do
it. The worst place when they're trying to back in right when the elevator comes down into the parking deck. Yeah. Like, dude. And the whole red deck is empty today. It's Friday. Take your ass five spots down.
The worst one that I experience right now is in the car line. The car line loops around the parking lot.
Yes.
I just feel like if it's 5 minutes to tardy, and we're all trying to inch our way to the front, and you're trying to back out of the spot, people might not stop.
I don't stop for
people might not.
I don't let. I don't let them. You know what I mean? I don't let them damn teachers out. And another play. And I'm gonna say it again, Bo. Bo, you with me on this? These, I almost cursed them. These folks down here at Colony Square, they be parking these damn cars when you're trying to go out and he's leaving their hazard lights on. I rolled the window down on Wednesday and I said, "Move, you effing S-word head."
I'm glad somebody else does, dude. I lay on the horn. Dude, I don't care if they're in the car or not.
I don't care.
There was somebody yesterday, two wheels inside of this of the whatever.
Yes.
Three-fourths of their car was blocking
was
the right
blocking
lane.
The road.
And they were not even in their car.
That's already a dangerous turn anyway because you can't see the cars in the right lane until the last minute. But, yeah, when you have to inch out around
yeah,
somebody.
Man, I call that dude an effing
good for
head.
Good for you.
Good.
Bravo.
Good. That's, you solved one problem.
Yes.
Hopefully other people
will
follow
suit. That's if he listens. He probably won't even care because that's why he parked his car there in the first place.
That's the thing about F&S heads. They don't always listen.
Yes.
As for the high beams, I do think that modern, like the newest LED headlights just kind of look like high beams at all times, too.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, not everybody has their high beams on all the time. It's just some of the newer cars look like high beams.
Yeah.
But which I also hate.
But you're going to, like, only time I will ever use the high beam if I'm driving at night going to mama's house.
Yeah. If you're in the country and it's pitch black.
Yes. That's the only time I use it.
Apparently, we got Forrest Gump on the line who's in Valdosta.
Oh, hell.
Hello.
All right, hang up on him, Bo, hang up on his ass.
I think he's going to defend Jenny.
I don't give a damn. It's Friday. I ain't got no damn time for you, Forrest.
Remember we called Jenny. We said all kinds of bad stuff about Jenny earlier this week. Cam's in the FedEx truck. Hey, Cam.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Y'all caught me off guard with that, Randy.
Hang up on his ass.
It just seemed like
it was about to be something. Hang up on his ass.
He answered like Forrest. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
But I got two questions. Well, actually three, rapid fire, because I don't want Andy and Bonus Hill left out. So first question, how's your day? Second question is, for Randy, it seems like the Falcons is everybody's get-right team. So what was the team that when you played, you're like, oh, snap, I'm finna play this team, it's over with. And this other question is for Age, which is the better movie? Is it Interstellar or is it The Dark Knight? I'll hang up from this.
All right.
Who was the get right team? We were. We didn't lose games. Like, we were just batting around. When I was at the Dolphins, we didn't lose games we weren't supposed to lose. Like, we wouldn't have lost to that Dolphins team. Yeah. But
those Rams teams were supposed to be good.
We were supposed to be good, but
plagued by injuries.
We were plagued by injuries all the time. With the Chargers,
you guys were pretty good.
But I'll tell you who was always beat the damn Titans. Mm. Yeah, we used to always beat the damn Titans. No matter when anything's going wrong, play the damn Titans.
I wish that the caller, what was the guy's name? I forget. Cam? I wish Cam could have seen Abe's name or Abe's face when he said those movies.
Dude.
Abe
was so dismissive.
He had such a disrespectful face.
Those movies should not be compared.
Okay.
At all.
Everyone can like a movie, whichever one they like, but the absolute only answer here is Dark Knight.
He really.
Oh, people love Interstellar.
I know.
Interstellar is a great movie.
It's not for everyone. It's probably not for me.
Oh, okay.
But Dark Knight, come on. What are we doing here?
All right.
Which one is that one?
The one with the Heath Ledger.
Oh, yeah. He's still. Oh, when he's the Joker. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Jack's still better. I doubt it.
Different tones.
I will die on that hill.
Different tones.
Jack Nicholas is the best Joker.
With that.
Jack is the best.
Second best.
Jack is the best.
I'll give you a second.
I know you're not going to care or be surprised when I say this. I haven't seen it.
I don't doubt it.
You should.
I saw the Bane one. I like that.
You'll see the worst Batman performance ever and the best Joker performance ever.
Oh, you don't like Christian Bale, huh?
Horrible.
Really?
Exactly. My point.
Do we have time for Donnell and Austell? It rhymes. Hey, Donnell.
Donnell and Austell.
Hey, what's going on, man? First time caller. I love watching you guys. Honestly, forgot my question, but remember the Mad TV sketch about the Asian woman, man? It was hilarious. He looking like a man. I tell you, like, that was prime TV back when I was a child. Like, I just wanted to add that, man.
All right.
Thanks, Donnell. Appreciate you, man.
It kind of, like, it was really funny the first couple times, and then they didn't have much more to the character, you know?
Yeah.
And then they kept doing it, and it was like, all right. But we loved it at first. It was really great. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
8-year-old Andy was locked in.
Was.
And the freaks come out in Jacksonville.
Randy knows what 18-year-old athletes want.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
That's what they want.
Christian Gonzalez will put you in them things.
Yes.
And Randy's not grumpy. He just don't play with everything.
Yeah.
apparently, I love swords and everyone knows it.
Yeah, man.
Everybody knows that.
And Cheddar Bay biscuits bring out the freaks.
You better ask somebody, man.
It's a known fact.
Hey, man, y'all be safe tonight, man. Y'all be safe. Watch out for them babies, man. All right, slow down in the damn neighborhood, all right?
Call an Uber.
Yeah, man.
Call an Uber. Or walk.
Be safe. Let's go, dogs. Come on, Falcons. Damn.
Please, Falcons. We beg you. We'll talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.